Hey everyone, we're diving into streetwear today, looking at how these brands are making so much hype with their limited releases.
Absolutely.
It's wild how they blend fashion psychology and marketing to like create these communities around their clothes.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and we're gonna look at Brain Dead and Kids of Immigrants as case studies to see how they're doing it.
Awesome. I think what's really fascinating is how these brands tap into our desire to like belong, to express ourselves, you know, and even for status.
Oh, yeah.
They're totally playing with our psychology through a product.
That's such a good point. Like Brain Dead is the perfect example.
Yeah.
They were founded by Kyle Nang and Ed Davis back in 2014.
Okay.
And they're known for that eclectic, punk-inspired aesthetic.
Yeah.
Their designs are inspired by like skateboarding indie art, even classic cinema.
It's interesting because they managed to walk this line between chaos and control.
Yeah.
You know, like their designs are bold and unexpected, which helps them stand out and resonate with a specific audience.
I see what you mean about controlled chaos.
Yeah.
Like they're definitely not afraid to push boundaries, and it seems to be working.
Yeah.
And their use of limited releases and collaborations with independent artists really adds that feeling of exclusivity.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
think about it this way.
Okay.
Wouldn't you value something more?
Yeah.
If you knew it was hard to get?
Oh, for sure.
Like you were one of the few who managed to snag it.
Totally.
Brain Dead uses that very human tendency to create that sense of belonging among their fan base.
It's true.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny you should say that because I remember feeling such a rush when I got my hands on a limited edition vinyl from one of my favorite bands.
Nice.
And it wasn't even just about the music.
Yeah.
It was about being part of that small group of fans who had it.
Exactly. And Brain Dead takes it a step further.
Okay.
They're not just collaborating with anyone. They choose partners who fit their brand and actually elevate their image.
Yeah.
Think A24 Films or Carhartt WIP.
Oh, yeah. Good examples.
These partnerships aren't just about slapping a logo on something.
Right.
They're carefully curated to make sense for the brand and its audience.
It's like each collaboration adds another layer to the brand's story.
Precisely. It reinforces their values and aesthetic, making them even more appealing to their target audience.
So now let's shift gears and talk about Kids of Immigrants.
Okay.
Their focus is totally different.
Yeah.
It's about celebrating cultural pride and the shared experiences of growing up as well, kids of immigrants.
Right.
So instead of the controlled chaos that Brain Dead uses, what stands out to you about Kids of Immigrants?
I think they're masters of storytelling.
Yeah.
And using real-world events to create an emotional connection with their audience.
Mm-hmm.
It's about more than just clothes for them.
For sure.
You know? They're building a community around shared values and experiences.
And they really put their money where their mouth is, too. Like, their Instagram captions are like these mini stories.
Totally.
That go way beyond just, like, showing off the product.
Yeah.
You know, they share personal experiences, highlight initiatives in their community, create space for real conversations.
That level of authenticity is so crucial.
Oh, well.
People can sniff out a fake a mile away.
Yeah.
Kids of Immigrants' genuine commitment to their community shines through in everything they do.
And let's not forget their amazing pop-up events.
Oh, yeah.
They bring together local artists, musicians, and creators.
It's great.
It's more than just buying a t-shirt.
Right.
It's about being part of a movement.
It's interesting to see how both brands use this idea of scarcity.
Yeah.
But in such different ways. Brain Dead leans into surprise and exclusivity.
Yeah.
While Kids of Immigrants focus on emotional connection and shared values, they both cultivate community.
Yeah.
But through distinct approaches.
That's so interesting.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that kind of brings us to the psychology behind this whole drop strategy. Like, why does it work so well?
It's so fascinating.
Right.
It's like these brands have tapped into something like fundamental about how we behave.
Well, they have.
Yeah.
It all boils down to some pretty basic principles.
Okay.
Like anticipation, exclusivity, and that feeling we all know.
Oh, yeah.
Fear of missing out or FOMO.
I know. I definitely feel the pressure.
Yeah.
When I see everyone online rocking the latest release.
Right.
It's hard to resist that pull.
It is.
Have you ever felt that way?
Of course.
Yeah.
Like, we're all susceptible to these psychological triggers.
Okay.
You know? Take effort justification, for example.
Okay, what's that?
It's the idea that we value things more when we have to work harder for them.
So you're saying that waiting in line for hours
Yeah.
to get that limited edition item makes us appreciate it even more. It doesn't even have to be about the item itself.
Right.
It's the effort we put in.
It's the effort, you got it.
Wow.
The effort we invest justifies the value we place on something. Think back to a time when you really wanted to get into a popular restaurant or a concert. That feeling of finally getting in after all that effort makes the experience seem even more special, doesn't it?
I think I understand.
Yeah.
So you're saying the experience itself
Yes.
becomes part of the product.
Yes.
Huh. Streetwear brands are clearly playing into that.
Oh, they're masters at it. They understand that it's not just about selling a physical item. It's about crafting an experience, building a narrative, and creating a sense of community around their products. And they use these limited releases and collaborations to amplify that feeling.
It almost turns into a game, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We, the consumers, get caught up in the excitement, the anticipation,
Yeah.
the thrill of the chase. Is
Right.
that always a bad thing?
That's a great question. I don't think it's inherently bad. There's a certain enjoyment in participating in that game, especially when you win.
There's nothing quite like scoring that limited edition item,
Right.
knowing that so many other people wanted it too.
Exactly.
But it does raise the question, like,
Yeah.
how do we stay aware of these tactics
Right.
without getting completely swept up in the frenzy?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, right? Like, how do you stay grounded when you see all these cool designs and everyone's going crazy for it online?
It really is.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like it's designed to like hook us in.
It is.
So how do we stay aware and make like conscious choices when we're bombarded with all this marketing?
I think a big part of it is just being aware of those psychological triggers. Like when you understand that these brands are intentionally using things like scarcity and exclusivity to create that feeling of urgency, you can start making more informed decisions.
So it's about taking a step back
Right.
and asking yourself, like, do I really need this?
Exactly.
Or am I just being manipulated by clever marketing?
Yeah, and maybe even considering alternatives.
Oh, okay.
You know, there are so many amazing brands out there,
Yeah.
big and small,
Uh-huh.
creating fantastic products
Yeah.
without relying on this constant cycle of limited releases
Right.
and manufactured hype.
Yeah. It's like maybe instead of chasing the next big drop,
Yeah.
you discover a smaller brand with a unique aesthetic that really speaks to you personally.
Exactly.
Or maybe you prioritize brands that are doing good things,
Yeah.
whether it's sustainable practices
Right?
or ethical production.
Absolutely.
And if you're a creator yourself, think about how you can build genuine community
Yeah.
around your own work.
For sure.
It doesn't have to be about like artificial scarcity or exclusivity, like what
Exclusive.
kids of immigrants are doing. They've built this incredible, loyal following by focusing on shared experiences and genuine connections.
Precisely. It's about building something with real meaning and lasting impact. It's about creating something that resonates with people on a deeper level.
That's a really powerful message. It's
Yeah.
not just about streetwear, you know?
Right.
It's about being a more mindful consumer, supporting creators who are doing things differently,
Yeah.
and building communities based on something real.
I love that. It's been a really engaging conversation.
Me too.
I hope it gives everyone listening something to think about.
Me too. It's been awesome unpacking all of this. And for everyone listening, we'd love to hear your thoughts. Have you ever felt that pressure to like buy into the hype of a limited release? How do you navigate the world of streetwear and consumer culture? Hit us up on social media and let's keep this conversation going. And until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep it real.